I'm Dan Klefstad. Angela Melbreck is out of a job. She was the director of the LaSalle Veterans Home until Governor J.B. Pritzker fired her after 32 residents there died from COVID-19 in the last month. Pritzker also placed the facility's nursing director on administrative leave while an independent investigation continues. The governor says the state will work with federal VA officials to make sure all safety protocols are followed.
We will do everything possible to safeguard the lives of our heroes.
Republicans criticized Pritzker for his response to the deadly outbreak. On Monday, he blamed community spread and those who refuse to follow safety guidelines like wearing a mask. The governor notes LaSalle County had a positivity rate higher than the state average. The acting assistant director of the State Department of Veterans Affairs will serve as interim administrator at the LaSalle home. Meanwhile, the state reports 90 more deaths from COVID-19 and nearly 8,700 new cases. The Illinois Department of Public Health says the preliminary 7-day positivity rate is almost 12%. In other news, an Illinois congressman says President Trump is within his rights to mount a legal challenge to the election, but Republican Rodney Davis expects a new president to be sworn in January 20th. Davis says Trump has every right to wait until the Electoral College meets next Monday to vote.
And I fully anticipate, based upon the results, the Electoral College will choose Joe Biden as the next president.
Hundreds of congressional Republicans have declined to take a stand on Joe Biden's election. Trump continues to falsely claim there was widespread voter fraud. Illinois' Kwame Raoul joined a bipartisan coalition of 50 attorneys general to announce an $86 million settlement with NationStar Mortgage. The judgment resolves allegations that NationStar violated consumer protection laws during its servicing of mortgage loans between 2011 and 2017. The settlement provides relief to the thousands of borrowers whose loans were mishandled or experienced additional problems when their loans were transferred to NationStar, leading to some foreclosures. More than $3.4 million will be directed to loans in Illinois. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Williamson County authorities are investigating the death of a young girl, and the death has been ruled a homicide. Sheriff Benny Vick's office says they were called to a home in rural Marion on Saturday. Few details are being released. The 911 call was from 11304 Songbird Lane. The Sheriff's Department and County Coroner, along with Major Case Squad and Illinois State Police, have joined in the investigation. An autopsy was performed on Sunday, ruling the death a homicide. Illinois leaders are patiently waiting to see if the Thanksgiving holiday will produce a surge in COVID-19 cases for a hospital system that's already stressed. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's still a little too early to know if hospitalizations will increase because of Thanksgiving.
We're now in our 11th day since Thanksgiving, and we are 4 days out from Hanukkah and 18 days from Christmas, 19 days from Kwanzaa, 24 from New Year's Eve. These next 4 weeks may be the most crucial month of this entire pandemic. We quite literally have very limited leeway in our hospital systems to manage another surge.
Pritzker is urging Illinoisans to hold smaller, more intimate holiday gatherings this year to help slow the virus's spread. With vaccinations for COVID-19 potentially starting before the end of 2020 and throughout much of 2021, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he doesn't want anyone to have to pay for the shots. The CDC says vaccine providers can get the administration fee reimbursed by the patient's public or private insurance company.